Okay, we are back. So let me get right to it. Let me play this first video really quick because we're going to run out of time. We're not going to be able to show everything that I want to share with you. But listen to this. This is about the polls with President Trump. This is the reason why the Democrat Party is in a frenzy right now. They're having a panic attack over this.
When asked about the Biden administration's top accomplishments, new Fox polls show nothing was the big winner, as you can see on the screen ahead of you. What's interesting to me is that 38% said nothing, that he hadn't done anything that had helped them in any material way. And many people say, as a matter of fact, if he had done nothing at all, I mean, really done nothing and not reversed some of the Trump policies, we'd be in a better state than we are today. Take a look at this. When we talk about what he did immediately when he came into office, he revoked the permit for the Keystone XL pipeline. He did other things by suspending new oil and natural gas leases. He rejoined the Paris Climate Accord, halted border wall construction, which has been a massive problem, and ended Remain in Mexico. Then he reinstituted that $235 million for the UNRWA, relaxing sanctions on Iran oil sales, releasing billions in sanctioned funds to Iran. He has put us in a whole mess of trouble, and voters are really aware of that.
Voters are aware of it, and no one is forgetting it. And that's the reason why they're trying to raise so much money to get people to believe that Joe Biden is the answer, and when he's actually not the answer. Now, there's a video. I'm not sure where it is. There's a video where is it at? Oh, this is it right here. This is the main video that I want to share with you today. They're actually saying that President Trump is an existential threat to the country. This is what they're alluding to. This is what they're saying. And there's not a single Democrat in America that doesn't think otherwise. They all believe that President Trump, they see President Trump like a Hitler figure. So in their minds, they're like, oh, we need to do whatever it is we can to get rid of President Trump no matter what. You got to cheat, steal, and kill. Then they're all for it. But listen to how they're talking about President Trump here.
Having President Clinton there, President Obama there, and now President Biden there, they're going to have a very potent reminder and underscoring.
Now she's talking about Joe Biden, Obama, and Billy Clinton in New York, while President Trump is at the wake. Continue.
How the Democratic agenda writ large has won in the last 7 of the 8 presidential elections, the popular vote, how popular the Democratic agenda is, and how moving forward, this coming election will be an existential threat to the expansion of the economy, which we saw under all 3 presidents.
So she's saying the expansion of the economy under Joe Biden. Joe Biden, as far as the poll numbers, when it comes to the economy, he's in the dirt. So again, this is what you call government state media, total propaganda. The other 2 women on here, they're just looking there with a blank stare on their face, knowing good and well that she's lying. And there's like, I wonder if anyone's actually buying this. No one should be buying this nonsense.
The expansion of rights and freedoms, which we saw under all 3 presidents, and what the election of Donald Trump would do in terms of destroying all of the above. And first and foremost would be the protection of our democracy.
You see that? It's always their democracy when we are a constitutional republic. They actually regurgitate the same words that Hitler used to say. Hitler used to say the same thing. So now here they are regurgitating the same thing. And you know why they're constantly saying that President Trump is an extreme threat to them? Because when you have black people like this, let me show this first one first. When you have black people like this, this is in Chicago. They're saying vote red. Split screen it for me. The black people in Chicago, they are saying vote red. And then they said no more blue, no matter who. What in the world is going on? This is why they're saying President Trump is a threat to them. Because you got black people like this.
Go red. nothing. No matter who.
Oh, my goodness.
No more blue, no matter who.
No more blue, no matter who. Let me put on this young lady that's saying that. Right? Where's it at? Right there. No vote. No more blue, no matter who. I think this is going to be the biggest Democrat upset in American history. The biggest, the largest, the most colossal, the one out of this world upset for the Democrat Party. Do you think that they're going to probably try to steal? Do you think so? What do y'all think in the comments? You think they're going to try to steal this election? We know what they did, right? We know what they did. It's so bad for the Democrat Party. Listen to this young man. Now, do you know his name? Stephen A. Smith. Yeah. Yeah. My switchboard operator, he knows who he is. He watched all the sports and everything, right? Stephen A. Smith. Have you ever heard him, Tan, you ever heard him talk about the President Trump in the past and the Republicans? I have. He said he's doesn't like Trump in the past. He said pretty rough things about President Trump. But listen to what he says now. Not that he doesn't even say President Trump's name. He doesn't have to.
The issue that we have with immigration right now. Mm-hmm. Oh, my mother and father be like, get your behind the back of the line. Mm-hmm. Like we had to. Who do you think you are? You know, I mean, that's how folks act. Law enforcement during the whole social justice movement, and you saw riots in the streets and stuff like that, throwing up your hands to a police officer. My mother, my father would have looked at me and said, I hope they whipped your ass. My mother would have been like, if they throw you in jail, I won't even come visit you. She's like, the law is the law. You obey the law. When I got a speeding ticket, my mother said, well, how fast were you going? She didn't sit up there and say the cops were profiling me. How fast were you going? What did you do? Let's deal with you first. It's real easy to point the finger blame. Let's deal with you. And that's what my mother taught me to be. And so because of that, I would tell you, Democrat at the polls.
Listen to
but
this.
But conservative at home. I don't say Republican. Conservative, my mom, yes.
You think today, that's different then versus today. A lot of weird things have happened the last, four decades. You think your mom today would vote conservative?
Yes.
You think she would vote conservative?
Wouldn't think about voting Democrat today. She would believe that the left is, being held hostage by the progressive left, that the centrist that's in them that long but was believed to have existed from the 60s to the 90s, etc., has evaporated. And there is no way that my mom would have supported today's Democrat based on what she is seeing out there in the streets of America. She wouldn't do it.
That's amazing. Okay, let's go to the phone call before we run out of time.
Yep, got a new caller. Last digits ending 5339.
Hello, caller. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Are you talking to me?
I am talking to you. What's your first name and where are you calling from?
I am Grandma Val, and I am calling from Nebraska.
Wow. Thank you so much for the call.
I just want to let you know that the Republicans used to be a black population.
That's true.
And now they are now returning back to the red population.
And that's true.
To the Republicans.
And that's true. I call it? I call it black people going back to their political roots.
And that's a good thing.
It is.
I just want to also put a bug in everybody's ear that I have heard that Democrats are going to be running as Republicans this election cycle because they know they're going to be stealing the election in a different way. So don't allow their lie. Vet them a lot. Make sure that they are definitely for the Constitution. Make sure that they are definitely for family values and for God. Don't just take their word that they're Republicans because they're not.
They are not. 100%. They are not. That's why they call them rhinos, rhinocrats.
Right.
You know, they're rhinocrats. They're right. Republican in
but
name
they're
only.
They're not even rhinos. Yeah, they won't even be rhinos, Will. They're going to be Democrats under the guise of a rhino.
Well, rhino's just Republican in name only. I mean, so they're faking it being a Republican.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a whole bunch of them like that. Look at Liz Cheney. She's a straight up she's a Republican in name only because she's not actually Republican. She ran over to MSDNC and CNN. She's happy to go talk to them, just like Adam Kissinger. Same thing. Michael Steele used to be the RNC chairman, and he's on MSDNC, part of the Lincoln Stinking Project, which they are not Republicans at all. They're all leftist, progressive, communist, socialist, Democrats.
Yeah, but definitely you need to be careful. You have to know people's policies before you vote for them. I always say our biggest problem in America is ignorant voters.
Yes, uninformed
exactly.
voters.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. So I just wanted to put that in your ear and have a very blessed Good Friday.
You too.
Yeah,
thank you
Easter.
So much for the call. I do see you there in the comments too all the time. God bless you.
Yeah.
Thank
I'm
you
very
so much.
Opinionated.
Keep it up. Keep it up. God bless. Take care. Okay. We're going to go to the...
One
do we have time to go to the next call?
Just one more.
Okay. We have time to go one more. Who is it? New call. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi.
Hello.
My name is Karen Aldrich.
Where are you calling
from,
Karen?
My name is Karen.
Where are you calling from, Karen? Really quick. Go quick.
Oh, I'm calling from Fairfield, California.
Awesome. Really quick. Go.
Okay. So, I had some comments. Happy Resurrection Day. And I wanted, one of my questions, why do the taxpayer have to pay for, you know, for this incident of the bridge? When people, I was told, you know, I was in a car accident, and I was told when people die, if there's a death involved, that they have to do a thorough investigation. And right away, Biden came on the news and said, you know, the government is going to pay, which is the government. We the people are the government.
You know what it is,
and
Karen?
That means,
you know what it is? Because we're getting ready to run out of time. We're going to try to take phone calls Monday so people can call in and talk more about this. But the reason why that's happening is because Joe Biden wants to buy votes. Joe Biden wants to swoop in and try to act like he's there to save the day. And a lot of people is going to fall right for that trap. And Baltimore being a huge black population, he does not want to lose that vote. That's what it comes down to. Well, hey, call back in Monday. Call back. Call back in Monday.
Okay,
call back in Monday.
Okay,
we're going to take phone calls Monday.
Okay.
God bless. All right.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Take care. Bye. Okay. Yeah. You know what? It's like that all the time. We need to take more phone calls. We need to take more phone calls throughout the week because right at the end, a lot of people want to call in. I do thank you so much for doing so, though. Monday, we will take phone calls. We're going to change it up a little bit. We'll take your phone calls Monday. We'll talk about the bridge and whatever else you want to talk about. God bless everybody. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the MyPillow that started it all. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs regardless of your sleep position. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing it to you for the lowest price ever. For example, you get my standard MyPillow, now only $19.88 with your promo code. Now's the time to get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. MyPillows make the best gifts ever. In the times we're in, one thing we all need is getting a great night's sleep. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.88. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen, only $24.98. Or my Premium King, only $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so order now.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.